Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
We're the TJU, bringers of fun facts, popping as we go, laughing all the way, ha ha ha. We're the TJU, making each other hot. The only way for us to cool off is to watch some Christmas movies. 25 days, 25 days, 25 days of buddiness. Just your boys watching movies and bringing joy to you. Hey! 25 days, 25 days, 25 days of buddiness. Just your boys watching movies and bringing joy to you.
Fuck yeah, everybody. Happy day three of 25 days of buddiness.
That's right. You know what that song
I
means.
I hope you guys are having... yeah, that's right. You fucking should. If you don't, then what the fuck's wrong with you?
It's a cat in the hat.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't know any lines for that movie. I can't.
I've never seen it, so...
I never saw it.
Me either. It's probably good.
I doubt it. I don't think...
Oh, buddy, why?
Mike Myers has made a movie since then.
He made The Love Guru, buddy.
Oh, fuck, that is a pretty good movie.
Ah.
A fucking 9 to 5. Oh, that's pretty good.
Is that a whole thing?
Intro movie's pretty good.
Never seen
it. He was singing Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. Oh, goddammit, buddy.
Why the...
What's his face? Fucking, oh, God, what's his name? Justin Timberlake was fucking, Jacques Lecoq. That was his name.
God damn it.
Fuck yeah.
No, not,
In Little Vern Troyer was the manager of the hockey team. R.I.P.
Fucking, yeah, it's right, he died.
He died, right?
Okay. He sure did.
Fuck yeah. Hopefully he's down in hell looking up at us, fucking wishing us luck.
That sex tape never got released.
No, but I heard audio where I guess like he was trying to fuck her and she kept laughing because his little feet were tickling her legs.
That's right. His little claws.
Hey, he still got it in.
Did he?
I don't fucking know. I'm just saying.
There was never any proof of that. Probably didn't.
Remember when he was on the Surreal Life and he rode his little motorized scooter super drunk and peed in the plane?
God damn it, yes, I do.
That was a good season. Okay. I had like Ron Jeremy and a bunch of other people. I miss that fucking show, in all honesty.
They started getting really stupid people. And they always had stupid people, but like it got way worse.
The first two seasons were good. I think the third was like a fucking failure. Because they got like nobodies.
I mean, every season had mostly nobodies.
I remember Vanilla Ice was on there, and he kept trying to get Gary Coleman to say what you mean, and he would get, like, super fucking hot, and he'd, like,
that's
almost
true.
Quit the show.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Well, what's something we're here for today, though?
Yeah, I know, I guess. Yeah, Jim Carrey. Grinch.
Somebody, stop me. Right, buddy?
The color of this pen is red.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got you. It broke the buddy.
Yep. Directed by one...
Ron Howard.
There we go. That fucking redheaded fuck.
And Clint Howard, his brother, was in this movie, believe it or not.
Yeah, he was like a fucking a nobody who. Like he was always like a side character that's like whatever.
Well, yeah. He wasn't an Ice Cream Man.
Oh, really?
He was the main bad guy in that. He's like a killer ice cream
Ice
man.
Cream Man?
Pretty good, yeah.
I've never seen him more than just a character, like in Austin Powers when he was
I
just
said
a
Joe
fucking
Montana.
control guy. Yeah, like that, like a fucking hella side character. Joe Montana was a quarterback, you moron.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh shit, an albino spider.
Okay.
I know. I'm playing as we review the movie. So, you were just telling me before we started recording how you saw the release date of this and you could not believe it.
Yeah, I didn't realize this movie came out in 2000, so we're on the cusp of 2020. So it was just like, fuck, like the movie's almost 20 years old. Like I
Yep.
do not remember it coming out 20 years ago.
Man, it's you know why? It's 'cause it's good. It still looks good. It's better than most a lot of Christmas movies, I think. And I even watch it when it's
True.
not Christmas. It's just fucking good.
That's why I got hot when they remade it when the animation with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, that really didn't need to exist, did it?
It didn't need to. No, it didn't need to happen. And they dished it differently, so I was like, whatever. I watched it because I played it for my kid. It wasn't horrible, but it was like we still have the other Grinch. Like I don't
It's
understand.
on, yeah.
I saw no need for it.
It's on Netflix now, I think.
But if you really think about it, like that's not really a kids movie. Like there was very
The Jim
much a lot
Carrey
of
one?
innuendos. Yeah, there's very much a lot of innuendos, and I guess he is kind of like scary-ish, I guess.
I could see that.
But it's, when they invited him to that thing, but what will I wear? Then he found like some like yodeling thing, and he's like, "Ooh, ah, that's it. I'm not going." He couldn't fucking find something to wear.
Fucking Max is one of the best parts of that movie.
Fucking dog. It is pretty good.
It also had the young Taylor Momsen in it, who surprisingly would go on to have a rock band.
Yeah, the Pretty Reckless, right? Isn't that the name of the band?
Yeah, I believe, yes, I believe so.
She doesn't wear a shirt a lot. I didn't expect
No.
that as she got older. She wears
Yeah.
little taped X's on her nips and just is always shirtless in her shows. And it's like, oh, okay.
It's definitely not she's fighting that image thing that, a lot of kid stars always feel like they have to do.
I guess. At least she's not doing drugs. At least she didn't fucking climb up a wall like Amanda Bynes did. At least she's
That's
just doing
right.
what I'm assuming she wants, you know?
Yeah.
Also, too, the last thing I think she did acting wise before she just straight up did the band or focused on it was I never saw it, but it was some ABC show, The Pretty Little Liars. Or no.
She was
Was it
on
that
a
or was it Gossip
Gossip Girl
Girl?
or something.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. She was on
Yeah.
Gossip Girl for like a couple seasons or some shit. Or was it the whole show?
I've never seen a single episode, so I don't know.
All I know is at the very end, it was like one of the lead dudes was Gossip Girl, and it was like, oh, okay.
The lead dudes was Gossip Girl? I don't even know what that means.
Something like that, or it was a guy. One of the guys ended up being Gossip Girl.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's a blog, so I guess you can never really know who it is.
I suppose. I
I
didn't
don't
even
know.
know that's what the thing
It's
was about.
stupid. Yeah, it's about someone who like it was like a profile or some blog that would like give information out of like whatever's going on at school or people's problems or some shit like that. So it's kind of like, or if you had to tell your problems or spread rumors, you would give it to Gossip Girl,
All right.
and it's like turned out to be a dude, some shit like that.
Always fucking men, but he was white too and straight.
Buddy, everybody in that show was white.
Sounds like the CW.
Fuck yeah. Well, although the CW did have the Charmed reboot, which was all blacks.
What reboot?
Charmed.
Oh yeah, they did, huh?
Yep. I don't think
Does
that did too
he
good.
doesn't yeah, I have not heard a thing about it. I saw like, oh, they new Charmed's gonna happen, and then never saw a single other thing about it.
Yeah, they didn't include any of the old cast or nothing like that, and a lot of the old cast was like, what the fuck? Like, they didn't even ask them to be in it or appear, and they're just like, all right.
Yep. Not hashtag not my charmed.
Exactly.
Yep.
Never mind.
yeah, don't.
So, Christmas.
Yes. Oh,
God, every who loved Christmas. They loved it
so much.
Holiday
Whoopie
Wonder. They loved it a little too much. You know what, though? They loved it like all the fucking weirdos like love Halloween. Like, you know that one weird person that's always like, oh, the whole month is my holiday, and they dress up and they wear fucking stupid shit. Like, that's how much they loved Christmas.
Okay. I mean, I like Halloween all month.
Yeah, but you're not
I like
one
Christmas
of those weirdos
all month,
that
too.
Dress up every day like in
well,
boots
no.
and fucking think you're a vampire and shit like that.
No, I dress like that every day.
You do wear black every day.
I do. Although today I wore gray. I had a gray shirt. My behemoth hoodie. It's cold out there. Gotta bundle up. The first actual cold day. And of course it didn't start raining until I started driving home.
Oh, that's the best. Your buddy was in, when I was up in Big Trees, I was in, I think, 28 degree weather.
Oof.
I took a piss because I had to, like, go hella bad, so I took a piss next to the truck. Like, the second the fucking pee came out of my, like, cock, it was, like, already, like, missed. Because, like, that's how, like, hot and then, like, cold it was outside. I was just, like, laughing. it was pretty good. I should have recorded it for my buddy.
I'm fine. Well, you're going in the snow. I guess you could do it again if you wanted.
Oh, fuck yeah. Maybe I can spell my name.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll slip and fall and hit my head and
go. You can write your suicide note in it. God damn it. God. No, not.
So the Grinch.
Yes.
I wonder. I feel like all that makeup is a suit except for the face, but I think he still took like 5 hours to get into makeup or some shit like that from what I heard.
Hmm.
But I feel like the whole thing seems is like basically a suit except for like his face, but whatever.
Yeah, I remember seeing like behind the scenes stuff of them applying the makeup and how his regular smile, he can basically get his face up that high without a lot of prosthetic.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
Well, that was basically when he did that really big grin smile in the movie. Like, you could tell that was mostly like Jim Carrey's like face.
I know. Okay, so this is a
like, it wasn't like.
Unrelated question, okay. Just because it's bugging me. So these big robots in Fallen Order, I saw a thing where a guy hacked into it with BD-1 and it became his friend, like the little scout droids. Is that a skill that I've just not seen on the skill tree? Because I can't do that.
Did you never find that upgrade?
I guess not.
Oh, yeah, there's a skill where you can splice into robots. Either the little floating ones or the ones that look like the one from Rogue One, you can splice into them and then they'll fight dudes
no.
around you.
Yeah, I could do the little droid, but it didn't work on the big one just now. Am I doing it wrong?
Which big one?
The ones that like uppercut you. They're slow. They look like the ones from Rogue One.
No, I've hacked that one before. You got to get the health down low and then you can.
That's why then.
There'll be like a moment where it's kind of hunched over, hit the down. It's like before it dies kind of thing.
Oh, I just murdered it. So, all right. Well, now I know.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Merciless.
Fuck yeah. So the Grinch.
Yes.
I mean, everyone knows the story of the Grinch. So there's really not much to say except it's just like I fucking love it. Like I've like you said, it's timeless. Like you could watch it probably in 2030, 2040, and it would still fucking hold up.
Yeah, surprisingly, yeah. I mean, but that's credit to Jim Carrey and Ron Howard, because I like a lot of his movies. Like, he did Apollo 13, I liked a lot.
Never saw
probably
it.
One of my favorite of his. You never saw Apollo 13?
No, I never saw it.
How the fuck do you. They show that,
when
like,
did
every
I was
class
little.
I ever
I didn't
had.
Give a
so
fuck
what?
About space.
You're only 2 years younger than me. They show it in school all the time. God
I never
damn
saw it. I went to public school.
Where the fuck do you think I went?
All right, I went to a ghetto school, so my bad. They didn't show that shit.
It doesn't make any. It doesn't matter. Move on. Forget it. I'm done.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
money.
We'll see at the Jolly Movies. Ho, ho, ho.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah.